Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Good morning, Syracuse. Welcome back to the Juice on the Cuse podcast. Thanks so much for joining us on this Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. I'm your host, Wes Chang. Let's start off the show by talking about 2023 center William Patterson. He committed to Syracuse yesterday over offers from Oklahoma State, TCU, and Rutgers. And that's Syracuse's first and likely only commitment in the 2023 class. The Orange coaching staff has been pursuing Patterson since August after a strong elite camp performance, and the Rivals' three-star center certainly adds depth to a roster that's likely going to lose Jesse Edwards in the offseason. So certainly some good news there after a tough 77-55 loss to Duke over the weekend. We're going to catch up with former Syracuse center Baimus Akita later in the podcast to get his thoughts on this year's team. And let's shift to football for a moment. The contact period is open right now, and Syracuse coaches have continued to be in touch with recruits and hand out offers. In the past few weeks, the coaching staff has offered a couple dozen players, and that has coincided with the new Rivals rankings that just came out. One of those players Syracuse offered is newly minted Rivals three-star running back CJ Hibler, who's now officially the 28th ranked prospect in Michigan, and we welcome CJ on the program. CJ, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, man.
So, CJ, I want to get you started on this one. You know, you and I have spoken a lot since your Syracuse offer. You're officially a three-star prospect now. How does that feel? And I know we talked about the significance of what that also means for your community.
It just means a lot to me, Loke, because I come out of a place that doesn't get recruited much at all. And it's like, you know, it feels really good when you know, hey, hard work really does pay off at the end of the day. And I worked hard, and everyone's like, yeah, it's just the stuff I put behind the scenes that no one gets to see on how much I really work for this to finally pay off. It just feels good, but we got to keep working. And it's like coming from a small town, not a lot of people get ranked. Like, I'm now the highest ranked recruit to come out of my hometown ever, and it feels good. So I just got to let all these kids know that look up to me and stuff, like, hey, it's not impossible. You can do it, and you can do anything you set your mind to.
CJ, Syracuse extended an offer to you earlier in February. What was that like getting the offer, and what do you think of Syracuse?
Syracuse, it's a really nice place out there. Great campus. The stadium, I mean, the dome. Yeah, that's a cool place. I've been talking with the coaching staff for a very long while now, and the running back coach finally, like, one day just called me with the head coach, and they just extended me that scholarship offer. And it was just a great, great feeling to get one of those ACC offers. Like, it was just a great school, and I love it out there. And I'm supposed to go out there again very soon. I'm talking with the coaching staff, and hopefully I get out there sometime this spring for some spring ball. So that's what we're looking for.
CJ, aside from the Syracuse offer, your recruitment is really blowing up. Maryland, Louisville, Vanderbilt are among your offers. You're also getting a lot of attention from other Big Ten schools like Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Purdue. First off, really happy for you that you're getting all this attention, but how do you plan on narrowing down that list and ultimately deciding where you go to college?
So for me right now, me and my mom are kind of like looking around, seeing what colleges are going to give me the best opportunity. Like, I'm really mainly looking at not just the school and the program for like football, but I am looking into the school for academic programs that I can get myself into, because of course I'm trying to go to college to get an education too. I want to major in hopefully physical therapy and sports management. So I can always be in that realm of sports. So I'm really trying to get into that kind of degree. So whatever schools can probably give me the best opportunity that set me up for a future instead of just for sports is going to probably be one of the deal breakers. But of course, obviously, I want to go to a football team that's going to let me play too. And I'm going to have, I'm just trying to get to a nice college that's going to, just help me know what I need there. That's mainly what I'm looking for.
So, CJ, again, you're being recruited by a ton of schools. Do you have any favorites so far, and do you hear from certain schools more than others?
Biggest schools that I'm looking at right now that have really been talking to me is BYU. They've really been on me, and it's a great school. I'm supposed to go out there sometime this spring again, too. It's a nice campus out there. And Michigan State, they're extremely high up on my list right now because – I don't know. It's just the atmosphere of Michigan State is just, I like it. I like it out there, and it's not too far from home. So a great in-state school, and I'm supposed to go visit Michigan tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, tomorrow. So we're really going to find out tomorrow on what that's going to be like.
And CJ, we'll get you out of here on this one. For the people listening who haven't seen your highlights or haven't seen you play, what kind of running back are you, and what's your style of play?
I don't like to compare myself really to anyone, but if I had to, like Jahmyr Gibbs, that running back from Alabama this past year, and or Alvin Kamara, I feel like I'm more like, I'm not like a huge built back, but I'm like one of them skinnier, super shifty fast backs. I see myself more like that. I run a 4.48 laser 40, so it's like I'm one of them fast guys out there. So it's like I hit the hole at full speed, man. I just get going and I don't stop. And I'm not afraid to lower my shoulder either and run people over.
Thank you, CJ. Let us know when you visit Syracuse. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me out here on this. It was a great experience, man.
CJ Hibbler, ladies and gentlemen, 3-star running back out of Michigan, and CJ's really only beginning to scratch the surface of his recruitment. I fully expect him to have a completely blue blood offer sheet by the time he's ready to pick a college. And speed is a coveted asset in football, and as CJ mentioned to you, he runs a 4.48 in the 40 meter dash, so that's definitely laser speed. All the best to him. We'll take a quick break. I'll be joined by former Syracuse center Bai Musakita after. I'm Wes Chang.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
As we were talking about on the top of the show, Bai Musakita is going to be joining us shortly. And of course, we're going to talk to him about Syracuse basketball. But if you didn't already know this about Bai, he's one of the most caring and altruistic people you'll ever meet. He's now in the fourth year of the BMK Camp for Kids in his hometown of St. Louis, Senegal. It's an amazing cause. He's launched a GoFundMe for this year. We're going to drop that link on the Juice. And let's bring him on now. Bai, it's always great to hear from you. How are you today?
I'm good. Just enjoying the weather in Colorado. We got a little bit of snow the past couple of days, but, you know, it's always sunny in Colorado. That's one of the reasons why we move out here.
Oh, I'm sure you're enjoying the fresh air out there. And, Bai, as I mentioned in your lead, and you're hosting the BMK camp for the fourth consecutive year, can you tell us a little bit more about this amazing cause?
So 4 years ago, like, it was my first time going back home, working. That's like when I was, like, you know, with the NBA, I was going back home, and I'm like, you know, my hometown is up north about 250 miles away from the capital, Dakar, and all the camps, clinics, everything that happens around Dakar. So I'm like, why don't I create a camp for, like, you know, the local youth of my hometown? Because growing up, I was one of the few that made it out because it was like a school came in, saw my potential, and, you know, took me, and I went to Seeds, and then that's how I got to the U.S. So I'm like, okay, let me provide the same, you know, support, solidarity, and love from other people to these kids because they never have a camp. They never receive anything from a camp. So the idea of the BMK camp came up. And then, you know, because due to the, you know, when you work into the league office, you cannot really use the face of the league. So I had to create something to do it. So I decided to create a GoFundMe, everything on my own. Like, everything was from the grassroots. I did everything on my own and then raised money. And my first time doing it, I was a little nervous because I didn't know the expectation, what to do. And that first year was just like they just had literally a gravel. There was nothing there. It was, you dribble the ball will go left or right. You can't have no control. So I'm like, let's fix do like a clean slate, repaint everything. So that was the first year. Second year was, I was at the BAL. That's when I started with the BAL. And there was a lot of leftover stuff. There was socks, T-shirts, and all this leftover stuff. I'm like, if I took this thing, I can run a second camp. So same thing, went back and run the camp. And last year was the third edition. And last year was more focused on hygiene because as I realized in the U.S., I have access to all the hygiene stuff that I need as a player. Right? When I play the Syracuse, I have a locker room that has soap, deodorant, like everything that I need to shower and be, you know, that have also performance with the hygiene. So I did the same thing, raise a GoFundMe, buy toothpaste, toothbrush, soap, deodorant, and everything, and female hygiene too. Because in Africa, you really, female hygiene is not talked about, you know, the pads and tampons and everything the woman needs to play basketball. It's part of the sport if you look at it. And I have a bigger lens and bigger view of things that, like, help really let me see things that, you know, someone from the U.S. wouldn't see. So I use my expertise also working with the league, with the NBA, to be able to, like, bring that into this camp. And this is this year I'm like, you know what, we don't have good backboard. It's like, it's exposed to the element, is not covered, is, if you see the pictures, everything is outdoor. So I'm like, why don't we get, like, a plexiglass of, like, a glass backboard so we can, you know, weather the elements better than anything else. So I decided to create a raise the GoFundMe. And this year I'm kind of overwhelmed, and like we're just overwhelmed with love and grateful for everybody that supported me through the Syracuse community and then just family and friends. And it's just so funny. Like last night I was packing. I'm like, oh, I will need an extra bag because my friend that works for the Heat, Miami Heat, sent me 25 pair of shoes, and I received 20 balls from one of the guys, Harrison, that worked for the NBA and now works for Morgan Stanley, but sent me 20 basketball. My other friend sent me backpack. Like one of the Syracuse guys that I won, we sent me 12 Oakley bag and sunglasses for me to give to the top 6 male and female students. That's what I really also want to focus. Education is huge for me. I always want to focus on education with the kids. So I'm going to reward the top 6 students and 6 boys, 6 girls to show them, okay, basketball is important, but also the books is also really important.
So, Bai, I've known you going on 10 plus years now, and the entire time I've known you, you've always had this altruistic sense about you. You've always been about the betterment of the community around you, and you truly care about making other people's lives better. Where did that come from?
So, like, it's like just growing up, you know, it was like I was not the, you know, I didn't grow up rich, right? It's like I grew up in Africa. My parents, like, yeah, I had the 3 meals on the table. I was more grateful, like, I was in a better situation than other people, but at the same time, it was insulted me by my mom and my parents. You got to always pay it forward, right? It's like if you have it, like if you in back home, there's this thing. If you have 3 kilos of rice and you need 2, the 1 kilo can always go to the neighbor. So you always look out for your neighbors. And then coming to the U.S., doing the BWB program, I was head of department. Like I went to came to that program, and she always, like, I have this mindset, always pay it forward. So the message kept going. I'm like, oh, the way for me to pay it forward is to go out and reach back to these kids. And it always touched me. It's like my first camp ever. I brought T-shirt, and I'm like give it to these girls and boys. And in the morning, we did the camp. In the afternoon, they all wash the T-shirt and bring it back. So, like, the concept, it literally took me a minute to realize nobody really gave them a T-shirt to get. It's usually like you wear it for the pictures and you bring it back. I'm like, oh, no, it's for you guys. This is not something you kind of return. This is yours. And it was just like that. That's why I'm like, okay, like I think this is the way to do the things. Because I just want to reach the next generation. Because I think, you know, if you made it and then you have the success you have, you didn't get it by yourself. So throughout the way, you receive a lot of help to other people. And that's why also when I was in the Syracuse community, I loved going, you know, on Fridays, you know, class. I used to go to the local schools, reach for kids, give back to the community. I think the community is like what drives you, right? If you don't have a strong relationship with the community, you're not really going to go far. So I think that's where I come from, you know, things from home, things from when I got to the U.S., that the messages just keep repeating. I'm like, this is my way of giving back.
Bye, we'll let you go after this one. What do you think of the Syracuse basketball team this year?
So, like, I was there for Thanksgiving? I was there for Thanksgiving. So I went to practice before Thanksgiving also. Before I moved out of here, I went to practice before, like, the game ever started. So I was watching the team, talking to coach, and he's like, they're going to be, like, you know, he's like, they are a young team. It's going to be, like, some growing pains, but I think they're going to be decent. Personally, like, that's what I said. I said, I'm surprised how well they are playing. Because when you see them, you know, it's always going to be, like, a lot of freshmen, which is going to be, like, okay, how are they going to be, like, whether the, you know, the tough battles and stuff. But I think, like, I'm surprised how well they play, the poise and from everybody, from Joe to Jesse, the two lead, like, you know, those are the two guys. But, you know, Mintz surprised me a lot. And, you know, it's like everybody pitch in. It's like when I play the teams we have, it's like, okay, today, we know, if Jesse doesn't have 20, someone else will get like 10 or 15. And when he's like 10, we're going to get 25 to support. Like, so it's really great seeing the team playing well. You know, I love watching them play because they've fought. Like, I'm like, if we look at it this year, there's few games they're getting blown out because it's just like, they just didn't start on the right pace. But all the games they lost is like within less than 10 or like 5 to 10 points. So it's like, I'm like, they are a really good team. It's just, you know, like those little growing pains. And I think if some of these guys come back next year, I think we're going to be pretty good.
Thanks, Bye. Appreciate the time. Good luck on the BMK camp.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And, you know, go Chiefs.
Bye Musakata, ladies and gentlemen. Bye left Syracuse as one of the most winning players in Syracuse history, but obviously he's winning in a lot of other different areas of life. And again, we'll include a link to the GoFundMe for the BMK camp on The Juice. It's an amazing cause. And as a side note, I personally donated to this and I happen to be the 44th person to donate. So there you go. And I wanted to close the show on Damar Hamlin. As we all know, the Buffalo Bills defensive back suffered cardiac arrest during a game against Cincinnati in early January. First off, we're just so happy that he's back on the road to recovery. He was at the Dome as a special guest with Adam Waitzman for the Duke game, and it's just really great to see he's doing well. Certainly wish him all the best as he continues to make his way back to the gridiron. That's it for us. I want to thank my guest today, 2024 running back CJ Hibler, former Syracuse center Bye Musakata, and this is Wes Chang reminding you that I really like Incomplete. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cues podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100. For a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing.
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.